When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
1974. The Drop-In with Dan Bardell.
Hello, welcome to 1874. Time for a special show. Breaking news has just come in that Unai Emery has signed a new contract as head coach until 2027. So there's absolutely no way that that news happens and I don't jump on and do a video. Greg and myself had just finished doing the podcast, ironically, such is the way in the media world. Sometimes you'll do a podcast on something and then just as you finish, massive news drops. So yeah, David Ornstein revealed that Unai Emery has extended his contract until 2027. I've got to admit, I thought it was till around then anyway, but looking back it might have been 2026. Also, he's called head coach in there. I mean, there's no way he's a head coach. He is the manager of Aston Villa. Unai Emery oversees everything, so I wouldn't be surprised if there was a job title change in the mix as well. Just before I go into more detail, this show is sponsored by Luke Roper. If you want to get 20% off everything that they have to offer, then use the code TVB20 and you'll get 20% off some Luke goodies. So why not go and celebrate Unai Emery signing a new deal by getting yourself a huge discount on the Luke Roper clothing. This is, look, I obviously work in the media. When something happens with Villa, I get asked to go on things and talk about Villa. And last week, I seemed to spend most of my week batting off, you know, Unai. Andy Goldstein made some comments on TalkSport saying that if Emery was offered the job at Manchester United, he would leave automatically. And I had to go on various things and just basically quash that because there was no chance that that was going to happen. Unai Emery's fully invested in what's going on at Aston Villa. He's got everything he would want, the keys to the castle. And, you know, today just proves it. He would have had no doubt in his mind that extending his contract was the right thing to do. He comes across as a loyal man as well, someone that wants to follow plans through. And I think with Villa and Unai Emery, it is a match made in heaven. And I think it's interesting that it's referenced in the Athletic article that Villa see him as being their Alex Ferguson, someone who can create a dynasty at the football club. You know, in a year and a half, he's kind of done that already, hasn't he? I think I can safely say he's the best manager in my lifetime. And that feels a little bit disrespectful in some ways to the likes of Brian Little and John Gregory. But in other ways, Unai Emery is just that good. You know, Emery would have wanted assurances as well. So PSR stuff in the background, I think, you know, if there's any real worries over that. And Greg said earlier on our podcast that will be out later today that, you know, it's not as much of a concern as maybe people think it is. You know, Emery won't be worried about that. He'll know that he'll have the chance to shape this squad even further in the summer. And look at the squad he shaped already. You know, Villa, 7 players missing at the weekend, run out comfortable winners against a really good Bournemouth side after playing 120 minutes in the week. So, you know, this is huge news for Villa. I can't tell you how highly I respect this man, how much I love Unai Emery and what he's done at Aston Villa. And, you know, this new contract now could give Villa a massive boost going into the tail end of the season. I kind of felt that Villa have hit form again at just the right time. But there's no doubt that, you know, when the game comes on Saturday against Chelsea, Villa Park under the lights, this news is going to buoy the crowd even further. And the other exciting thing in there in the Athletic article is that, you know, this isn't going to be the end of it. They're going to sit down in the summer and try and extend this further. Reading between the lines, this maybe feels like it's an option that's been taken to an extend by a year. I'd have to get concrete information on that, but that's me reading between the lines here. And if they sit down again and manage to extend this further and, you know, change his job title from head coach to manager, because he is manager, everything built around him, as I've said earlier, you know, this feels like big, big news for Villa. Hopefully, you know, just before going into a Champions League campaign, we can extend Unai Emery's deal even further. And it speaks to the setup he's got at Villa now as well. Villa are a forward-thinking club. You know, Emery has made everything behind the scenes on the football side have to accelerate. You know, me and Greg talked about the off-the-pitch stuff, but on the footballing side, there's no doubt that Villa are getting the majority of things right nowadays. And it's a pleasure to see, because it feels like I say, Emery has made Villa have to catch up and get a bit more modern. He's got this massive staff around him. He's got this massive data team that he's pulled together. Monchi to the side of him, Vidigani to the side of him as well. So everything is built around Unai Emery. And that's why he wouldn't get that anywhere else. He was being linked with these other jobs. And that's why I said what I said on TalkSport and wherever else, that Unai Emery won't leave Aston Villa. He knows he's got a good thing going here. Unai Emery has been very, very good for Aston Villa Football Club. But Aston Villa Football Club's also been very good for Unai Emery as well. So it's a relationship that's working both ways. It's going off in all kinds of different directions. And this is the best news, I think, that Villa fans could hope for at this stage of the season. It eliminates any doubt. I was never worried anyway, but it does eliminate the doubt. And the fact that he's going to sit down again and try and extend this even further. You know, you do hope that Villa can break the mould and have that long-term manager. It's not something we've had for a long time. Probably the closest we've had is Dean Smith. I think he was three seasons-ish. In the end, that's the closest we've had to a long-term manager. You get the feeling now that Unai Emery could be here for a decade. And you look at what he's done with other clubs with less resources, given the time at Villa and given the resources at Villa as well. The fact that he's pulled us to be Champions League contenders in the space of 18 months, it isn't beyond the realms of possibility that given time, Unai Emery, with the talent that he has, the people around him, the playing squad and the mentality that's at Villa now, there's nothing to say that Villa don't go on and accelerate further and be a team that challenges regularly for honours, challenges for the title. And, you know, this is now such an exciting time to be a Villa fan. Hopefully we have something to celebrate at the end of the season anyway. But there's no doubt that Unai Emery signing a new contract is something to be excited about. And yes, so like I said, I just wanted to drop on and talk about this news. I'll try and get more colour around it, do some more digging, find out some more information and jump on later in the week and do a podcast around this, maybe with Jacob or Greg or Dave Reid or someone. But just wanted to jump on my own and really talk around it and what Unai Emery means to me. And, you know, like I say, I can't speak highly enough of him. He's going to go down as a legendary manager of Aston Villa Football Club. And again, I said earlier when recording the pod that will be out later with Greg, there isn't a single Villa fan that would speak badly about their manager. And it's rare you could go across the entirety of a fan base and not one person have a problem with the manager. You probably only get that at Manchester City and Liverpool with Klopp and Pep, I would say. And I've been watching the Manchester City documentary looking at how Pep operates, the longevity that he's had at Manchester City and the kind of the advantage that's given Manchester City. Having that longevity with Emery at Villa over time, I really, really think this is going to be something that's so, so exciting. And we go on and do so much more than we've already done. And we've already achieved so much in this short space of time. And Villa have been very good at getting players tied up to new contracts. They've now done the same with their manager. And this is the best news that we could have had on this Tuesday morning. So Villa fans, have a brilliant rest of the day. Enjoy this news. Enjoy being a Villa fan. I'll be back with a guest later on in the week. Match preview, of course, leading up to the Chelsea game as well. But have a brilliant Tuesday. Enjoy the football tonight and up the Villa. Sports Social Podcast Network.